Welcome back. Before we get into module 4, I want to talk about a hurdle that you have to overcome when you're getting started. When you're brand new, it can sometimes be really difficult to be taken seriously. And that's why I wanted to interject a clip right here in the course entitled Acting As If. You've all heard the phrase, fake it till you make it. Well, that's an oversimplification, but you do need to embody an attitude of success. This clip speaks to that. Also remember, if you have questions or comments, please leave them below. We want to hear from you.
Maybe you've heard me talk about visualizing to manifest what you want in life. I tell people, decide on your goals, then utilizing the law of attraction, visualize them as if you already have them. Visualizing these goals with gratitude and emotion and how incredibly powerful that can be. I've done it in my own life to manifest all sorts of things that I've wanted. Acting as if is taking it to a whole nother level. You guys have all seen that particular person at work or at a business that was just an employee but acted like they either owned the business or were the manager even though they were just an employee. They're the ones that pick up the trash off the floor or always wore a tie or a suit jacket when they didn't have to. They always treated the customers better. And you all know what ultimately happened to that person because you've seen it. They become the manager or the owner at some point because they acted as if. Sometimes just the declaration of a particular skill or status is enough to propel someone down that road. I've seen people in my business write a book about real estate investing, for example, and just declare they're the world's foremost authority on the topic, and that very declaration enhances their reputation. They're acting as if. People even do this on a smaller level with their titles, like on their business cards. Like the good book says, as you say it, so shall it be. If you want to be an incredibly successful real estate investor, for example, act as if. You want to be the world's greatest spouse or parent, act as if. This is why the wealthy get wealthier and the poor get poorer. They're each acting as if. And as you guys know, what you focus on is your life. If you want to influence people in sales or negotiations, act as if. When you're first starting out in your investing career, you need to act as if because you have to act as if you're successful for people to take you seriously. As an old book that I read when I was first starting out in real estate 40 years ago, it was called Dress for Success. Guys, it's the same message, acting as if. The late, great Wayne Dyer wrote a book called You'll See It When You Believe It. When you act as if, your mind won't know the difference and you'll manifest who you are. I believe that it's very important to also feel the emotion associated with who or what you're embodying. Feel that success at a visceral level. And it'll greatly increase the speed at which you truly are living that life. So guys, ask yourself, am I acting the way I need to act in the different areas of my life? In my business, with my health, my diet, in my relationships with my significant other, with my children? Am I acting as if? If you walk the walk and talk the talk, before long, you'll no longer be acting, guys. I remember a mentor telling me that whenever anyone asked me how I was doing, to always say, fantastic or extraordinary or unbelievable, because just saying that would help me feel that way. And I tell you, it works. Because as you say it, so shall it be. So I want you guys to envision where you're going to be 10 years from now. Where will you be in your business and in your life 10 years from now? And take that on and embody it. Own it. Own that incredible feeling of success, that energy, that aura that you have because you've achieved so much. Own that right now. Exude that energy right now. Act as if you're already there. And trust me, you'll get there much faster than you can possibly imagine. Act as if. Before you know it, it won't be an act.
Welcome back. We've come a long way, haven't we? You know, so far in module 1, you've learned all about my history, the good and the bad, you know, my story, including, of course, my successes and my failures, which I call seminars. And more importantly, the lessons I learned from those experiences. You've learned about the multifamily industry in general and why it is and always will be an exciting and lucrative business. Then in module 2, you did my goal setting workshop and saw some of my examples using visualization, some of the other examples I showed you, and using visualization to manifest everything I've ever achieved and some other very successful people have done as well, and how you, more importantly, how you can do the same thing. We talked about why multifamily is much safer, easier than other asset classes to buy, and frankly more lucrative, certainly more lucrative than single family investing. In module 3, we talked about the different types of multifamily properties, the difference between residential, 2 to 4 units, remember, and commercial multifamily. We talked about A, B, C, and D properties. Did you decide which ones you want to pursue? We also, you know, talked about how important it is for you to set up your investment criteria for approaching brokers and investors and lenders. You know, have you started thinking about that? And then we talked about the, you know, the size and type of properties that you want and where you want them. And remember, we also talked about the four initial areas you should choose and how to evaluate each area as being an opportunity. Do you remember what those areas were? Now, I'm also going to show you a website that I talked about in the last module that I've plugged into this module so you can get started on evaluating areas. We're going to go into it a lot more depth in the due diligence period, but for your preliminary analysis, we're going to talk about a couple of websites that I'll go into in just a second. But remember the four areas. One was your backyard. The second one was somewhere you know well, where maybe you went to school or you grew up. And the third one was somewhere where you have boots on the ground. And then the fourth one was somewhere you want to retire or a place you'd enjoy going. Now, we also talked about putting together your team and the types of people you'll need on it. Like I said, we remember you'll need real estate brokers, a real estate attorney, a good accountant, a good lending broker or banker. Remember all that? Now, guys, not a lot of folks make it this far in the training, but you're here. You know, many people start an online training course or a video and they never make it to the second or third video. They throw up their hands or they get distracted by other things or for whatever reason they don't finish. But your focus, your discipline, and your commitment to learning, that's why I'm here, my friend. I love teaching this and I love having you here with me and going along with this and participating in this community. With that, let's get going. So in module four, we're going to spend our time talking about one thing, finding deals. But before we get started, I'm going to show you a couple of websites that I just talked about so you can do your preliminary analysis. So here are the two websites that you can utilize to do your preliminary and frankly, even more comprehensive due diligence on an area or a market. And they are bestplaces.net, and I'm going to show you some slides on, and census.gov. So bestplaces.net, here's what the website looks like. And there are lots of things. This site gives you a ton of information. So remember, it's bestplaces.net. Here's an example when you drill down on an area. This happens to be Sarasota, Florida, where I live. And it shows population, 52,000. And it shows it's down 0.3%, which is actually a surprise to me. Median age of 45. 41% of the population is married. Average household size, a little over two people. Unemployment rate's 5%. Remember I said that's an important one. You want to make sure it's not over 8%. And the median home price is also important. It's $151,000. You want to make sure it's not below 80. If it is either of those things, it's a red flag, something you need to look at. And has a lot of other information as well. And you can drill down in real estate or housing stats here, which we'll do in the next slide. And it just gets into more detail. Also talks about if homes are appreciating or depreciating. It says they've appreciated almost 15%, that renters make up 32% of the market, and 23% vacancy rate. That shocks me, actually. I'm a little surprised by that. And remember I said if it's over 20%, it's a red flag? Well, see, I know the area well enough to know it's not a red flag because I know people are moving here and they want to live here. So that's not going to bother me. But that's just one of those parameters that you need to pay attention to. And it shows how much housing is appreciated, or if it's gone up or down, what the vacancy factor is. Now here it shows 12%. Oh, that's housing vacant. And this is houses and apartments. Okay, so that's interesting. But this is all very important information for you to have. So again, this is bestplaces.net. You can also go to census.gov, which I'm not going to go into with you. But that'll show you if population is increasing or decreasing in an area. That's the main thing you'll see there.